Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled, The Goodness of God. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
John 3. Then I think we're going to Luke 8, and then I think we will release you to go do good and rain good down on the world around you and overcome some evil. Oh, come on, anybody excited about that or not? How can you absolutely overcome? Overcome means you put it down. You shut it down. You overcame it. How can you overcome evil? Not with more evil. Not with more slapping and cussing. That'll never do it. You just replaced one evil with another. How can you overcome hate with love? How can you overcome cursing with blessing? How can you overcome death with life? You overcome evil with good. In John, the third chapter, verse 16, anybody know John 3:16? God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whoever believes in Him should not perish but have everlasting life. Keep going. God sent not His Son into the world to condemn the world. Did you know He's not the condemner? Don't say, the Holy Spirit condemned me about that. That's an incorrect statement. What He will do is enlighten you. He will convict you, which is not the same as condemn you. Convict, another word would be convince of what's truth. A lot of times when you see what's good and right, and you see how far short of it you've come and how bad you've messed up, then your heart condemns you. But that's not the Holy Spirit condemning. God didn't send His Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through Him might be saved. He that believes on Him is not condemned. Who's that? Who's that? Who's not condemned in here? I want to... Not condemned. But he that believes not is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And what you're going to see is because they chose lies instead of truth. That's why they're condemned. And this is the condemnation, that light is come into the world and men loved darkness rather than light. Why? Because they were in darkness and don't want to come out. Their deeds were evil, so they don't want to see the light. They don't want to hear the truth. Everyone that does evil hates the light, neither comes to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. But he that does truth, he that does what?
Truth.
That does what?
Truth.
Truth as opposed to evil. Come on, can you see the contrast?
Yes.
The word good and truth is used interchangeably, synonymously. He that does truth, you could say it like this, does good, comes to the light. Because he just got through saying, he that does evil, he wants to stay in the dark. He won't come to the light. But he that does truth, good, comes to the light that his deeds may be made manifest, that they are wrought in God. Somebody say, I love what's right.
I love what's good.
I love the truth. And I hate a lie. You didn't say you hate liars. You don't hate people. But you do hate a lie. You hate deception. Because it destroys people. Go to Luke now. Luke 8, please. I know we've given you a lot of scripture, but would you rather have my opinion? Nope. You can't say it any better than this. Luke 8 is the parable of the sower sowing the seed and the seed falling on the different types of ground. Now, what is the seed that the sower sowed?
Word.
The Word. Jesus said, the sower sows the Word. Seed is the Word. He also said in John 17, 17, Thy Word is truth. Thy Word is truth. So when he's sowing seed, he's sowing the Word, he's sowing truth. And so the results are the results of the truth that was sown into people's lives. And people worldwide are represented by four types of ground in this teaching Jesus gave. There was the wayside ground. The Word of truth, the good Word, was sown on them and never got in them. It just got on top of them, wayside. And the birds of the air, which was a representation of the enemy, came and stole it away. It never got in them. It never produced anything in them. Right. Are there a lot of people who hear truth, but it never changes their lives?
Amen.
It just fell on them. They never got it. Then there was the stony ground. And stony ground means a little bit of topsoil and rock under the bottom. It's kind of like Branson. It's amazing down here. You can dig a hole anywhere. You think it's no big deal. You hit sand. Man, in Branson, you got to break out the jackhammer to put up your mailbox. Am I joking? You talk about rock. Rock, rock. Well, that's one of the reasons, I guess, and this is just Keith's crazy idea, but this is one of the reasons, I guess, there were so many moonshiners in the Ozarks, because it's hard to grow crops. And the cows keep falling off the hills, and I told you it was crazy. But how many understand, if you want to grow good crops, you don't need that much topsoil and just rock, because what's the seed going to do? It's going to try to reach the moisture and the nutrients. It's going to hit that rock. And then when the sun hits it and it can't get more moisture, it's going to dry up. Had no depth of earth. There was a shallow reception, and when persecution became because of the Word, it dried up. They never got any fruit. Then there was the thorny ground, where the Word was sown, and it took root and began to grow up, but also all these briars and weeds began to grow up, and it grew up around it, all these other things. The Bible said they were cares of life, lusts for other things, choked out the Word. Isn't that something, that there are things that can actually choke the Word out of your life?
Amen.
Yep. Isn't that something? How many of we need to watch about our other involvements in life?
Amen.
That they not become more important to us than what than His things. But the last one, Luke 8, 15. The other fell on good ground. What kind of ground? What kind of ground? What kind of ground?
Good
ground. We got a good God.
Yes.
His seed is good.
Yes.
His Word is good.
Yes.
He's the source of good.
Yes.
He does only good.
Yes.
What, you know what He needs for His good seed?
Good.
He needs some good ground.
That's right.
So we can get some good harvest.
That's right.
Get some good fruit.
Yeah.
And that's what's going on throughout the earth.
Right.
Is God looking for those that'll be His.
Yeah.
His for eternity. How can you tell what's good ground and what's not good ground? Read the verse. Read the verse. That on the good ground are they which in a what? Honest and good heart, having heard the Word, keep it and bring forth fruit with patience. It don't all produce overnight. You got to stay with it. Verse 16, he goes on to talk about the light. Other scriptures, you know, in Matthew and in Mark, said he produced 30, 60, 100 fold.
Yeah, that's right. Amen.
Not the wayside ground, they didn't produce anything.
Right.
Not the stony ground, they didn't produce anything.
That's right.
Not the thorny ground, didn't produce anything. Now, this is a sobering thought. Three out of the four groups heard the same good Word, but produced nothing.
Mm.
That's 75% if you're going to divide it up equally. I don't know that that's the case, but doesn't sound good. Which group do you want to be in?
Good ground.
What would make you good ground? What's a good heart is an honest heart. Don't let this be too simple. Don't think, well, you know, yeah, everybody knows it's good to be honest. No, no, it's not good to be. For the true believer, it's your only option. We don't consider lying an option. Jesus would die for you, but he wouldn't lie for you.
Amen.
That's right.
He wouldn't lie for you to save your life.
Amen.
But he would die for you to save your life, and he did. How about you? How about you? How about you? Will you make up your mind? I wouldn't lie for you for no amount of money.
Amen.
This is kind of soft in here right now.
That's right.
You agree with this or not?
Yeah.
How many go? Are you going to be good ground?
Yeah.
You can't be. You can't have a good heart. You can't be a good person until you make the decision, I'm done with lying. I'm done with deception. I'm done with hiding and covering and deceiving, because all that is straight from the devil. God can't be a partner to any of that. And sometimes telling the truth is hard. It is. People get scared. That's why they lie. But all you're doing is causing more evil to come into your life. Yielding to the evil one, because you can't get an idea to deceive from God. So where'd you get it from? You're in cooperation with the evil one, giving place to him, and that's why he has access to do more evil things. And how many notice you tell one lie, if you're going to keep it up, they're inconsistent, so you have to try to cover. Well, I thought you said this. How are you going to explain it?
Another lie.
Lies are inconsistent. Yeah. They can't be otherwise. How many understand you're better off stepping up and taking your medicine? Is that right? Just dealing with it now, because it's going to come out.
Yeah.
Some way, somehow, if not here and now, could be after this life, and that'd be way worse.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Deal with it now. Get it out now. The longer you go, the worse it's going to be. Because you don't want to be any of these other types of ground. You want to be the kind of ground that receives the word. The devil can't steal it out of you. It puts roots down. It springs branches up. It produces fruit 30, 60, 100 fold. What is that 30, 60, 100 fold? It's the fruit of the good word producing good things in your life. And I'm just starting to understand other people can partake of the good fruit.
Right.
That's in your life.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory to God!
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, The Goodness of God, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, June 6th, as we begin our week-long marriage meeting. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.